感谢主耶稣带领我们大家。
Thanks for the guidance of our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天晚上，小弟跟大家互相勉励的题目是"丰丰富富进神的国"。
This evening, our topic for mutual encouragement is to abundantly enter into the kingdom of God.
在神面前富足的人，他可以丰丰富富进神的国。
So those who are rich before God can enter into the kingdom of God abundantly.
我们不单盼望能够进入神的国，
So not only do we hope to enter into his kingdom,
而且是要丰丰富富的进入。
We also wish to enter abundantly.
有丰盛的生命，有属灵圆满的品德。
That we may have an abundant life, that we may have a complete virtue.
这是一种属灵的价值观。
So this is a spiritual value system.
是神看一个人的价值。
It is what God values in a person.
这个世界有时候会用一个人的皮肤的颜色来决定对待的态度。
And so in this world, there are people who treat others depending on the color of your skin.
有时候人看人的外表来评价他的价值。
And sometimes some people would determine the value of a person depending on their appearances.
通常这些就是比较属于世俗的眼光。
So these are very secular viewpoints.
那一个人在神面前，他的属灵的美德是神所评价的价值。
But in front of God, as the spiritual virtue of a person is what God values the most.
在世上有很多人钱财非常的丰富。
So in this world, there are people who are very rich.
那要赚钱，要成为财主，需要一些条件。
Now to be rich and to be full of money, there are some criteria you must meet.
其实那不是价值，那是价钱。
But in what you have is not value. It is money. It's wealth.
我们要让神看我们的价值。
What we want is for God to see our value.
我们不是以价钱让神来看重。
And this value is not measured by how much money we have.
要成为财主，不是每一个人都有同样的条件跟机会。
And so not everyone meets the same requirement to be able to become a rich person.
可是在神面前富足是每个人都有同等的机会。
But to be rich in front of God, everyone has the same opportunity.
我们的主呢，幸好他并不是用价钱来评价一个人的价值。
And luckily for us, our Lord does not value us according to how much money we make.
主耶稣曾经讲了一个比喻。
So Lord Jesus once used a parable.
就是无知的财主。
It is the rich fool.
主耶稣他并不是有仇富的这种心态。
It is not to say that Jesus didn't like rich people.
有钱并不是罪恶。
So it is not sinful to have money.
主耶稣讲的最后的结论说，如果只知道在世上积攒钱财，
But Jesus' conclusion was that if we only knew to store up wealth in this world,
但是在神面前不富足，
yet we are not rich in front of God,
那在神眼中就好像是一个无知的财主一样。
Then in God's eyes, we are likened to this rich fool.
所以我们要活在神面前，成为一个有价值的人。
So we need to become valuable people in front of God.
那圣经有一段的教训呢，教我们怎么样能够在神面前富足，也能够丰丰富富的进神的国。
And there is a passage in the Bible that teaches us how we may be rich towards God and also to enter into God's kingdom abundantly.
我们看彼得后书第一章。
Let us turn to 2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章。
Second Peter chapter 1,
我们看第八节
verse 8.
他说你们若充充足足有这几样他所说的这几样就是从这个第五节谈到第七节的有八样的美德。
And so in verse 8 it says that says, For if these things are yours and abound, these things referring to the virtues recorded from verse 5 to verse 8.
假若具备了这一些，就表示我们在结果子上面呢，我们并不是闲懒的。
And if we have all these, it shows that we are fruitful.
我们在信仰的追求上是积极的态度。
And that we are proactive in our pursuit in the faith.
那如果我们能够追求，最后就是我们可以避免成为一个灵性瞎眼的人。
And if we can make such pursuit, then in the end we will not be spiritually blind.
这是第九节所说的。
Which is recorded in verse 9.
我们是认真积极的来结出属灵的果子。
We are proactive and diligent in bearing spiritual fruit.
并且我们属灵的眼睛并没有瞎了。
And our spiritual eyes are not blind.
有人属灵的眼睛是瞎了。
There are people who are spiritually blind.
他忘记了他以前如何这个罪得到洁净。
They have forgotten how their sins were cleansed in the past.
他目光啊短浅，只看重这个属世的价钱。
They are short-sighted and they only focus on what is in this world.
但是他不知道他的灵性多么的贫瘠。
They do not know how poor they are in spiritual life.
那就有一种自欺欺人的态度了。
And they lie to themselves.
那个参孙啊，他最后啊，神的灵离开他的时候
，Just like how Samson, when the spirit of God departed from him，
啊，他想要去动一动他的身体啊，使出神给他的权柄。
He wanted to move his body and to use the power that God gave him before。
但是他使不出来
，But he couldn't，
因为神的灵离开他了。
For the spirit of God already left him。
啊，他还不知道。
Yet he did not know。
哦。我们现在信徒啊，我们怕说他有一个祷告的，好像有这个圣灵的这样的外在 的这种动作，事实上神的灵可能不在他的心里了。
What we fear is for our believers to have the external behavior or appearance of praying in spirit, but the spirit of God is not with them.
那信主到最后一个最大的悲哀，就是说他以为神跟他同在，其实神已经离开他。
And that is the greatest pity as a believer, for he thought that God is still with him, yet God has already left him.
因为他在追求属灵的品德上呢，显然不结果。
For he has been unfruitful and lazy in pursuing after spiritual virtues.
他没有属灵的眼光来看到他自己属灵命的危机在哪里。
He lacks the spiritual eyesight to see that his spiritual life is in crisis.
所以我们要积极的殷勤的结出属灵的果子。
That is why we must proactively and diligently bear these spiritual fruits.
这样我们在属灵眼睛上面呢是明亮的。
So that our spiritual eyesight is bright.
他能够看到自己的短处在哪里。
And we can see our own shortcomings.
他会积极的追求。
And we will proactively pursue these things.
第十节。
Verse 10.
也因为这样呢，所以我们就可以坚定不移。
And therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure.
然后呢，我们就永不失脚。
So that you will never stumble.
这个失脚就是说失落了天国的福分呢。
So to stumble is to lose the blessings of entering into the heavenly kingdom.
就是在走天国路的时候，他跌倒了。
That is when we walk on this heavenward journey, we have fallen.
失去了天国的福分。
And we have lost the blessings of the heavenly kingdom.
我们不是说进入这个得救的门，我们就确定得救了。
So it is not enough to simply have entered into the gate to salvation. That is not enough.
进到这个门，还有一条路要走。
For after you have entered through the gate, there is a narrow way.
所以主耶稣告诉我们得救的门路。
And that is why Jesus says the gate and the way to salvation.
信仰的门槛是很严格的。
It is a very strict requirement that we must fulfill.
我们必须要不断的努力。
That is why we need to continue to work hard in it.
受洗完，我们还有一条路要走。
So after baptism, there is a path for us to walk on.
天国是努力的人进入的。
And the heavenly kingdom is for those who strive.
那如果能够这样的话呢？
And if we can do so,
我们就可以丰丰富富的进入神的国。
We can enter into the kingdom of God abundantly.
所以这几样是连在一起的。
So all of these are connected.
我们可以殷勤的结出属灵的果子。
So that we can diligently bear spiritual fruit.
我们属灵的眼睛是明亮的。
And that our spiritual eyesight is bright.
我们就永不失脚。
And we shall never stumble.
我们可以丰丰富富进神的国。
We can enter into the kingdom of God abundantly.
那么我们为什么我们可以丰丰富富进神的国呢
？So why is it that we can enter the kingdom of God abundantly?
因为我们追求长进。
Because we seek growth.
那我们要追求长进以至于完全，这可能吗？
And we have to seek growth into perfection. Is that possible?
这是彼得他最后写的一封信。
So this is a letter that Peter wrote.
那距离他要为主的到来殉身大概剩下只有一两年的两三年的时间。
And it was written when it was about one or two years before he was martyred.
所以他非常的焦急关心这些信徒会不会受迷惑了。
So he was very anxious for the believers whether they would be deceived.
那他就一番的勉励。
So he encouraged them.
那前面他就谈到了为什么我们可以丰丰富富进神的国。
So at the prior to this verse, he explained why that we may enter into the kingdom of God abundantly.
也就是说，我们在属灵的果子上面能够不至于闲懒不结果。
That is to say, we must be fruitful and not lazy in bearing these spiritual virtues.
我们看第三节开始。
Let's read from verse 3.
他又讲几个理由了。
So he talked about a few reasons.
我们可以追求以致到完全。
So something we can pursue after so that we may become perfect.
第三节他提到。
Verse 3 says,
我们的神呢他已经赏赐给我们一些礼物。
That our God has given us some gift.
第三节所提到的就是关乎到生命和前进的事呢我们已经从主领受了。
It says the things pertain to life and godliness we have received through knowledge of him.
那什么叫做生命和前进的事呢
?So what are these things pertaining to life and godliness?
前进就是跟神之间的态度。
And so godliness refers to our attitude before God.
也就是说我们信主以后呢我们明白我们应该过着敬虔的生活。
That is to say, after we believe in God, we know to live a godly life.
以前不会看重这些啊。
So in the past, we didn't know such things.
就随波逐流。
And we followed whatever people did.
就随着今生今世的风俗在生活。
So that we would live according to the trends of the world.
那因为认识的耶稣基督。
But because now we have come to know Jesus.
那这位主他是用自己荣耀和美德来选召我们的。
And he is the one who has called us by his own glory and virtue.
让我们能够明白说归属神的人应该要有活出神的荣耀活出神的美德。
So that it allows us to understand that those who belong to him need to have the same virtue and glory.
那我们就具备了一个第一个条件了。
And so this is the first requirement.
我们可以去分别为圣。
We need to be consecrated.
我们跟世俗人不一样。
We are different to the secular world.
我们会用敬虔来建立我们的生命。
We will build our life upon godliness.
那就是用过着敬虔的生活。
And live a godly life.
因为这位主他用自己的荣耀和美德选召我们。
For our Lord has called us by his glory and virtue.
那就是在彼得前书的第二章所说的道理是一致的。
And this is the same as what is written in 1 Peter chapter 2.
第九节。
Verse 9.
我们是被拣选的族类是君尊的祭司是圣洁的国度属神的子民。
Says that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and God's own special people.
我们被选召的目的就是要离开黑暗进入光明奇妙的光明。
And that we have been called so that we will be taken out of darkness into his marvelous light.
把这样的美德给活出来。
And we need to live such virtue.
离开黑暗进入光明了。
So manifest the virtue of entering into light.
我们要把这位选召我们的主他的美德给活出来。
And so we need to manifest the virtue of the Lord who has called us.
因为这一切关乎生命跟敬虔的事已经赐给我们了。
For all things pertaining to life and godliness has been given to us.
从神领受了这样的恩典，我们就可以进到完全的地步。
And so if we have received such grace from God, we can enter into perfection.
那第二个理由。
And the second reason.
再翻回看彼得后书第一章。
Let us turn back to 2 Peter chapter 1.
第四节。
Verse 4.
他又将他将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们。
That he has given us exceedingly great and precious promises.
这个宝贵他原来的意思说至宝像珍珠一样的至宝这个是比较级当中的最高级。
And so in terms of something that is very, that is a treasure, there's no greater description than to use the word precious.
啊，这个应许就是我们可以得着活泼的盼望。
And this promise is the living hope.
在彼得前书第一章里面所说的活泼的盼望。
This in 1 Peter chapter 1, this talks about the living hope.
这个世界上再没有比神赐给我们活的盼望呢更宝贵的了。
So in this world, there's nothing that is more precious than this promise of the living hope.
然后他又提到说这是极大的应许。
And then also says this is an exceedingly great promise.
也是比较级当中的最高级。
So there is no great more stronger descriptive words than this.
因为它显明神的权柄。
It shows the sovereignty of God.
啊，用神的权柄来做救赎的后盾。
It is that salvation is based on the sovereignty of God.
也显明神极大的爱。
And it shows God's exceedingly great love.
啊，所以我们既然得到这个应许了。
And since we have received this promise,
我们的行为应该要跟蒙召的恩来相称。
Our conduct, our life should be the same as the grace that we have that has called us.
那也因为我们得着这个应许了。
So because we have received these promises.
那这个应许是要让我们脱离世上从情欲来的败坏。
And so this is to take us that is to help us to escape from the corruption in this world of lust.
啊，如果我们顺从情欲，就要收败坏。
For if we follow our lust, we shall reap corruption.
那我们现在不是这样的。
But that is not true for us.
啊，不是跟着自己的情欲、自己的感觉在走。
We are not following our own desires.
啊，所以这个应许赐给我们消极方面呢，就是脱离了这个情欲的败坏。
So this promise is to tells us that it is to take us away from the corruption through lust.
因为生命已经得到更新。
For our life has been renewed.
那既然生命得到更新，就与神的性情有份。
And since our life has been renewed, we shall be partakers of God's divine nature.
消极方面就是我们不再会从情欲带来败坏了。
And so passively speaking, we will no longer reap corruption through lust.
那既然领受神生命啊，与神的生命已经连结了，所以我们可以有像神一样的性情。
And our life has been connected to God, and we can share the same virtue, the same nature.
那因此我们能够丰丰富富进入神的国，就变成可能的。
And that is why it is possible for us to abundantly enter into His kingdom.
啊，那彼得他讲了这些理由以后。
So after Peter explained all these reasons,
他就进入正题。
He talks about the main point.
哦，是第五节开始。
From verse 5 onwards.
那我们就要追求底下这八样美德。
So these are the 8 virtues that we must cultivate and pursue after.
这个第一个。
So firstly,
就是信心。
It is to have faith.
啊，那这个信心呢？啊，在原来的意思。
And in the original text, the meaning of the word faith
啊，它是一种信仰啊，整一个比较完整的信仰的概念。它其实是在讲信仰，真道信仰。
It actually refers to the person's faith holistically.
啊，它是谈到我们对神啊的一种信心所产生的啊整个信仰的概念。
It means, in a religious sense, that you have. You have faith in God because you have confidence in Him.
也是对真理的了解跟坚信。
It is also referring to the understanding and firm belief in the truth.
对神能力的信靠。
And to fully rely on the power of God.
啊，那也就是说建立跟神关系的第一步啊。
And that is also the first step to build our relationship with God.
哦，我们跟神所建立的关系是因为我们发出对神的信心。
And so we can take the first step to build this relationship with God is because we believe in Him. We have faith in Him.
那一直追求就有信心的内涵，就是真理。
And so when we continue to pursue in this faith, then we will have the essence of this faith, that is the understanding of the truth.
那彼得他把这个信心摆在第一个位置。
And Peter placed this faith as the first point.
也意味着说底下这些美德是要借着信心把它带出来。
It is to imply that all the other virtues are supposed to be based on the faith.
对神的相信，对真理的坚信。
So it is to firm faith and believe in God and in His Word.
我们才可能在德性上追求到完全。
Then would it become possible for us to pursue after perfection?
啊，有了前面所说的这些理由。
So with the reasons that we have heard before.
那又有信心的作用产生。
Then with the actions of faith.
那有真理来引导
，and with the guidance of truth，
所以我们追求的方向是符合神所要求的。
So the direction of our pursuit is according to what God wants。
啊，在神面前才是有价值的。
Then this is valuable before God。
我们看很多人都有修心养性啊，一些宗教的原因啊，他们会刻苦己身啊，来修心养性。
So we know that in this world there are people who meditate or do things that will bring mindfulness or calm their body or their mind.
哦，那其实那个是出于个人的想法。
And so all this comes from human thoughts and ideas.
有一些是在宗教上过度的敏感。
Or some of these may actually be oversensitivity in us in religion.
而且有一些是没有意义的。
And some of these are actually meaningless.
啊，比如说有人他主张不可杀生。
For example, there are people who practice no killing any animals.
哦，所以任何的生物啊，有生命的东西，他们都不会去破坏。
And it may also include no killing of any beings that has a life.
那这是从人的价值去看的。
So this comes from a human.Value system, a human perspective.
我们说这是过度没有必要的敏感。
And so we call this oversensitivity in so-called spirituality.
这也是出于人的主张。
So this is actually a human perspective.
啊，不是神所指示的方向。
It is not indicated by God.
啊，因为呢，人不可能不杀生。
It is impossible for men not to kill any life.
那杀生不杀生在神面前没有什么意义。
And whether you kill life or not kill life, it is of no matter in front of God.
哦，当然我们不能杀人。
Of course, we cannot kill people.
我们从圣经领受的神学观点，就是说这些万物都为人预备的。
So the concept from the Bible is, teaches us that everything is created for mankind.
所以我们基督徒会存着感恩的心去领受。
So as Christians, we partake everything with a thankful heart.
那这些东西我们不拿去祭拜，我们也不吃牲畜的血。
And of course, we will not offer these items to idols, and we will not also partake blood.
那如果他们所主张的说不可杀生是正确的。
And if what these people say is correct, that you should not kill any life,
有意义的
and that it is meaningful,
或是说在神面前变成是有价值的
or that it is a valuable practice in front of God,
那人实际上人真的不会不人不可能不杀生
then it is impossible for us to live in this world.
啊，我们在呼吸空气的时候
So every time we breathe,
空气中有多少的微生物
How many microorganisms are there in the air?
我们在喝水的时候
And when we drink water,
你把它拿去烧滚了，里头多少的微生物死掉了
？When you boil the water, how many microorganisms have you killed?
哦，那我们脚一踏下去，踩死了多少细菌
？And when you take a step, how many lives have you taken?
那吃素就吃青菜，菜里上面附着了多少的微生物
？And when you say you're vegetarian, you only eat vegetables, but think of all the microorganisms or bacteria on the vegetables.
这不是圣经所要求的。
So if you think about this, this is not what God or the Bible says.
这是从人来的。
All these ideas came from people.
所以修养灵修的方向跟内涵都是从人来的，这错误的，不合神的要求。
So their way of cultivating themselves is not biblical. They are from human perspectives.
啊，没有圣经真理的依据。
And there is no biblical guidance in their practice.
灵修的方向、灵修的内涵呢，它已经偏差，不是在神的要求里头。
And so their content and direction in spiritual cultivation is not what God required.
那我们今天开始来追求这些美德。
And so today we seek after these virtues.
首先，我们已经跟神建立关系。
Firstly, we have built a relationship with God.
所以我们用这个信心去领受圣经所说的真理。
And so with this faith, we accept the truth that is in the Bible.
我们的力量有不够的地方呢，力有未逮之处呢，神的灵会帮助我们，因为我们会信靠他。
And wherever we feel that we do not have enough strength, God will help us because we will rely on Him.
好，我们追求的方向跟内涵是符合神，符合神的要求。
And the content and the direction of our cultivation should be according to what the Bible says and what God wants.
因为是神所指示、神所喜悦的。
For it is things that are pleasing to God.
那也借着神的帮助。
And also we do so through the help of God.
我们就会走到一条正确的道路上面。
And this is how we may walk on the correct path.
那从这个地方作为起点开始来追求。
And so this is a good starting point for us.
那第五节继续看下去。
And we'll read on from verse 5.
那有了信心呢，要加上德性。
So add to your faith virtue.
那第二个就是信心加上行为的意思了。
And that is to say your faith must be accompanied by actions.
德性呢，它原来的意思就是那种优良的品性，好的品性。
And so virtues is to say you have a good moral standards.
那什么叫做好的品性呢？
And what does it mean to be virtuous?
我们刚读的彼得前书二章九节。
So we have read before in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
我们要去宣扬神的美德。
We need to proclaim God's praises.
这位神是呼召我们从黑暗出来进到光明。
And God is the one who called us out of darkness into light.
也就是说我们先离开黑暗了。
So we have left darkness.
才能够走在光明的路上。
Then we can walk in the path of light.
一个人的罪除掉了，我们才可能显出好的行为来。
So it is only when our sin has been removed, then we can show good actions, good virtues.
这个世上有一些所谓的功德会。
什么是功德会？
做功德来作为一种积功德啊。好的行为来得到好的回报，这样。
Okay. So in today's society, there are some people who practice who does good in order to uncharitable deeds in order to build up some sort of brownie points.
他们鼓励人家做善事，这是好的。
And so they will encourage their members to do good.
但是他用捐钱来做善事，用钱来做善事。
But the way they do it is by the ways of donations.
他不问你这个钱哪里来。
And they will not ask you where you got the money from.
他要你每个月固定捐多少钱。
But they ask you to donate a certain amount of money every month.
做好事并没有办法让一个人变成好人。
But just by doing good like this will not make you a good person.
那我们圣经用的是什么方法？
And so what is the way that we use from in the Bible?
以弗所书四章的二十节到二十四节那段话说的。
So in Ephesians chapter 4 it says,
就是说为什么会在罪里头，因为人跟神的生命已经离开了，没有连结没有跟神的生命来做连结。
So why were men in darkness? It was because our life was not connected to God.
那我们带领慕道者，我们要他能够明白圣经的真理。
And so when we guide truth seekers to believe, we want them to understand the truth.
他明白以后他就受洗。
And when they have understood the truth, they will be baptized.
生命得更新。
And their life can be renewed.
脱离罪的捆绑。
And they can be away from the bondage of sin.
柠檬树结出柠檬来。
So a lemon tree will bear lemons.
苦瓜藤结出苦瓜来。
And a bitter gourd plant will bear bitter gourds.
竟不要生菜龟，这只是说说不会发生这种事情。
And so from a tree, we will see its fruit.
会翻译 不容易啊。那现在我们讲回来，什么生命结出就有什么样的行为出来。
And so with our life will show what kind of fruits that we bear.
那我们现在有神的生命，我们就能够行出神所喜悦的美德。
And since we have the life of God in us, then we will manifest the virtue of God.
做善事不会让你变成一个好人，但是信耶稣更新你的生命，你成为好人。
So by doing good, you will not become a good man, but by believing in Jesus, you will have godly nature.
那从这个生命来显出好的行为来。
And you will have God's life in you, and from this life of God, you will have good actions.
用钱做善事的人越来越多，社会的治安不一定会越来越好。
There are more and more people who use money to do good deeds, but it does not make the society a better place.
它反而提供了不法得利一种自我合理的途径。
Instead, it created a justified set of methods for people to gain money unjustly.
哦，他的良心会责备他，你这个不法得利，你捐多少钱，你变成善人了、啊，你非法得利啊，你恶事做绝啊。
For example, some people they would have gained their money unlawfully, but they will use this for this charitable deeds, and they will justify to themselves to say this is right.
但是他会拿那个证书，你看某某功德会说我是某某大德、啊，造大德，你看我是大德啊。
They will be given a certificate which shows how much money they've donated, and it was given a title of someone who was very virtuous.
良心责备他的时候，他就用就把他压下去，压到最后良心不讲话。
And whenever his conscience rebukes him, he will quiet the conscience. In the end, he will no longer hear anything.
啊，最后就是说他用钱去贿赂自己的良心了。
So in the end, he bribed his own conscience with money.
那他就放胆的继续在恶中得利。
Then he will continue to gain his unlawful money.
那我们就看到了，功德会大行其道的时候，社会的治安节节败退。
So this is what we have seen in certain societies where these have happened, and yet the society becomes more and more unlawful.
这是从人来的宗教，他所能够做的事情是这样的。
Because this is done through a human method and human-based religion.
他没有办法改变人的生命，他只好鼓励用钱做善事。
So these human-based religion cannot change the lives of people. They could only encourage people to do good using money.
啊，有些慕道者他要奉献，我们都还会跟他谈说，你现在最重要不是说要奉献多少钱，你要认识主耶稣，生命得更新，你的行为就是奉献，你的行为就是好的祭物。
So there are true seekers who wanted to offer money to the church, and we would actually say that this is not the most important thing you should do. What's more important for you is to understand the truth and have your life renewed. And when your life is renewed, this is the best offering to God.
耶稣不要我们、啊、不法得利，用这个钱来贿赂自己的良心，还要去贿赂神，神不喜悦这样。
Jesus does not want us to gain this money unlawfully and use this money to bribe our own conscience or to bribe God.
啊、他要我们整个生命改变。
He wants us to change our lives.
我们回到神面前来。
To return to God.
我们所显出的一切都蒙神喜悦。
And so that whatever we do is pleasing to Him.、
啊、那这就是说我们今天追求德性。
And so this is the type of virtue we need to pursue.、
啊、是要有像神那样的美德。
And to be virtuous like God.、
啊、因为我们已经先离开黑暗进入光明了。
For we had left darkness and entered into light.、
啊、我们本来属灵的生命死亡，现在重新与神的生命连结了。
Our spiritual life, which was dead before, now has been reconnected to God.
所以跟神的性情有份了。
So we share in His divine nature.、
啊、就能够活出神的形象来。
So that we can show the manifest the image of God.、
啊、信心加上行为。
And so faith must be accompanied by deeds.
而且这些行为是神的美德。
And these deeds shows God's virtue.
我们再看回来彼得后书第一章。
Let's turn back to 2 Peter chapter 1.
那么有信心，有德性，还要加上第三个知识。
And then when you have faith, virtue, you must add to it knowledge.
啊，这个当然不是指的世上的属世的知识。
So of course it does not refer to the worldly knowledge.
啊，这是对属灵事物的理解。
But rather an understanding of all things spiritual.
啊，当然就是对神的认识，这是属灵的知识。
And knowledge towards God.
那也指着对于超自然的现象，对于神啊奇妙的作为，我们能够去理解的。
And also knowledge in terms of understanding all things that is supernatural, all things that is pertaining to God.
啊，就是基督徒特有的知识。
It is a type of knowledge that only Christians have.
那这是从圣经来的知识。
So this is the biblical knowledge.
啊，也就是属灵的智慧了。
So spiritual wisdom.
哦，我们不是只有啊在灵修上努力。
Not only should we work in our spiritual cultivation.
我们需要更多属灵的粮食来支持我们，使我们能够有属灵的力量。
We need the spiritual food in order for us to gain strength.
啊，就是灵粮能够充足。
So we need to have abundant spiritual food.
那用这样的知识来引导我们灵修的方向。
And so this knowledge will guide the direction of our spiritual cultivation.
我们属灵的智慧越高，我们在灵修的事上呢，越能够提升，得到提升。
So the more spiritual wisdom we have, the higher our pursuit in spiritual cultivation.
那我们认识神更深。
And the deeper we may get to know God,
更能够活出神的形象来。
The more we may manifest the image of God.
啊，那所以我们要多多的读经圣经。
That is why we must read the Bible.
常常来思想圣经的话语。
Meditate upon the Word of God.
那在我们生活当中多多去体会这个话语的奇妙。
And that in our everyday lives, try to experience the Word of God.
去体会出来我们在行道中所得到的喜乐。
And to experience the joy in practicing the word.
以神为乐，以真理为乐。
So to rejoice in the Lord and in the truth.
所以这个知识对我们的帮助很大。
So this knowledge is very helpful for us.
啊，那第四样啊。
And then number four.
我们再看第六节。
Verse six.
有了知识，要加上节制。
Add to knowledge self-control.
啊，这个节制原来的意思就是自我控制。
And so self-control means to control ourselves.
啊，就是自我约束的意思。
So it is also to say self-discipline.
那这也是圣灵所结的果子之一。
It is also one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
啊，圣灵的果子呢？啊，有一个果子有九样的滋味。
So the fruit of the Holy Spirit is one fruit with so-called nine flavors.
哎，就是说一个果子里头有九样的美德。
So it's one fruit, yet it bears nine types of virtues.
啊，那个节制是摆在最后的。
And self-control was the last one.
那现在彼得他所谈的跟保罗都一样，谈到这个节制这一个项目。
So Peter mentioned self-control just like Paul.
啊，那这个意思是说，我们要用谦卑来束自己的腰啊，你束自己的腰，自我约束。
It means to gird ourselves with humility.
啊，要伏在神的大能的手下。
To prostrate before the power of God.
我们可以看前面哈，这个彼得前书的第五章。
Let's turn to First Peter chapter five.
彼得前书第五章。
First Peter chapter five.
第五节。
Verse five.
啊，他提到说年幼要顺服年长。
It says that the younger people should submit to the elder people.
啊，这是伦理上的顺服。
So this is a submission in moral standards.
那大家彼此呢？打破这个年龄限制呢，他要双向的彼此顺服。
But we must also submit to one another.
那怎么样彼此顺服
？So how shall we do that?
要先用谦卑来束自己的腰。
Firstly, we must gird ourselves with humility.
哦，那个束腰就是像军人把那个 S 腰带勒得很紧啊、哦，他本来32寸的腰呢，看起来好像28寸。
And so to gird yourself is likened to using a belt and make your waist smaller.
哦，有一些女孩子她要穿礼服的时候呢，她要束腰啊。哦，那束腰应该是很难过。我是没有束过腰，因为我的腰已经很小了啊。那32寸的腰要把它束成28寸的腰哈，那肯定是两个人在那拉，好像在拔河啊，啊，来勒紧这个腰。
So if you can imagine someone who a lady who is to put on a dress, and before the dress you would have to use a corset, and someone would try to make the waist look smaller. This is what you would imagine: your waist will look smaller.
那个呼吸很困难啊。
It makes your breathing difficult.
啊，就是要约束啊，很困难。对你就是因为约束自己，你要约束自己是很困难的。但是因为要这样啊，才有办法彼此顺服。
Now imagine that, and that is self-discipline.So it is very difficult, but this is what you must do.
哦，那就是自己要先谦卑咯。
So firstly, you need to be humble.
谦卑，我们就能够彼此顺服。
Be humble, then we can submit to one another.
那第六节又谈到一点。
And in verse 6 says,
伏在神大能的手下。
That you need to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God.
我们为什么能够自我控制、自我约束呢？
How is it that we can control and discipline ourselves?
谦卑的态度。
So it is humility.
伏在神大能的手下。
To humble ourselves under God's hand.
那你不是要对人顺服吗
？So didn't we say that we should be submissive to other people?
兄弟姐妹之间啊，彼此顺服吗
？That we should be submissive to our brethren.
对，但如果我们自己谦卑，我们就不会难过。
But if we humble ourselves first, we will not feel bad.
我们先顺服神，所以我们能够彼此顺服。
So we must be submissive in front of God first, then we can submit to one another.
所以。啊，基督徒的节制。
So self-control in Christianity.
啊，自我约束。
And self-discipline.
啊，他是因为有谦卑的态度，因为他先服在神的大能手下。
It's based on humility because we are humble ourselves before God first.
那借着圣灵的帮助。
And through the help of the Holy Spirit.
结出圣灵的果子来。
We bear the fruit of Holy Spirit.
所以基督徒不是用苦待己身的方式来自制制约。
And so our self-control is not through a self-inflicted pain.
因为先体贴圣灵的意思。
But rather it is to be mindful of the will of the Holy Spirit.
也能够顺服圣灵的帮助。
Submit to the help and guidance of the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵引导。
And be led by the Holy Spirit.
也靠着圣灵行事。
And also to act according to the Holy Spirit.
那这一个呢，在我们灵修上很重要。
This is very important in our spiritual cultivation.
就是先顺服神的意思了。
That is, we must be humble before God first.
我们就能够制服自己的心了。
Then we can conquer our own heart.
那今天是一个自我意识高涨的时代。
Now today we live in a society where egoism is very glorified.
民主自由的地区都鼓吹你要活出自我，你要为自己活，这种论调都很高唱。
And in many democratic societies, it will praise the need for individualism.
啊，你要自我表达。
That you need to say what you want.
哎，不要谦卑啊！你太谦卑了，你机会永远都没有。
You need to express yourself. Don't be too humble, or you'll never be able to show or demonstrate anything.
啊，但是基督徒是照着圣经所说的来灵修自己。
But Christians, we spiritually cultivate ourselves to, using the Word of God.
我们节制、结出节制的果实，跟我们今天在享用民主自由并没有冲突。
So when we bear the fruit of self-control, it does not go, it is not in conflict with our freedom and democracy.
在民主自由的地区是讲法治的。
So in a free and democratic country, we also talk about law.
啊，所以自由并不能够放纵。
So just because we have freedom doesn't mean we can do whatever we want.
还是在法治的范围。
We have freedom within the boundaries of law.
那基督徒先能够灵修节制。
And so Christians, if we can cultivate the self-control,
他在社会上更能够守法。
Then the Christian can be better at being a law-abiding citizen.
所以基督徒比较不会去犯法。
And so it is less likely for a Christian to be criminals.
那是因为这个信仰对他的帮助。
It is because of the help from his faith.
哦，那我们再看第五个。
And then number five.
再看回来彼得后书第一章。
So let's turn back to 2 Peter chapter 1.
第五个是什么呢？
What is the fifth one?
节制还要加上忍耐。
So add to self-control perseverance.
那这个忍耐也是圣灵所结的果子。
And perseverance is also the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
哇，这个说他能够受苦，能够忍耐。
So it is to be able to persevere through suffering.
哦，那基督徒的忍耐啊。
And the perseverance of a Christian.
不是忍受。
It is not simply to endure.
哦，如果我们把忍耐看成是忍受。
If we think that perseverance is to simply endure things,
我们的忍耐的力量是有限的。
Then our strength to persevere is limited.
哦，我们常常发现说有些社会事件呢发生，是因为他说我忍无可忍了，我忍耐太久了，所以我今天呢要发泄一下。
And so there are many events or mishaps that happen in society because certain person decided I cannot take it anymore. I cannot endure any longer.
那基督徒的忍耐并不是这样。
And that is not the type of perseverance that Christians have.
我们可以参考一个经节来帮助我们了解。
So we can refer to a passage.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章。
Second Thessalonians chapter 1.
是在前书哈，对不起，在前书哈。
Sorry, First Thessalonians.
前书第一章。
Chapter 1.
我们看这个第三节。
Verse 3.
这里提到因信心所做的功夫。
Here it says that the work of faith.
那再来爱心所受的劳苦。
And also the labor of love.
盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。
And also patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个基督徒的忍耐是有出口的。
And so you can say there is an exit in our patience, our long suffering.
那为什么后来忍无可忍？因为他得不到答案，他没有出口。
So when we say that these people who say I cannot endure anymore, why is it they can't? It's because they have no exit.
他没有支撑点。
They have nothing that can sustain them.
哦，阿基米德不是说吗？给我一个杠杆，我就可以用一根柱子啊，把这个地球给撑起来。所以支撑点很重要。
And so when we talk about this support, we're talking about this pivot.
那什么是支撑点呢
？So what is a pivot?
盼望我们主耶稣基督。
So this pivot for us is this hope in Jesus Christ.
啊，我们很多时候忍耐，就是因为我们得不到答案。为什么？我不是为何而忍，不是为谁而忍。
Many a time we persevere, we have patience because we do not know, and we do not understand what's going on.
那对帖撒罗尼迦地区教会的信徒来说
，And for the believers in Thessalonica.
啊，他们受到很大的逼迫。
They underwent a great tribulation.
因为信仰的关系，他们很多工作权都被剥夺。
Now, because of their faith, they could not work.
啊，那他们很痛苦。
And they were suffering.
哦，生活很艰难，艰困呐。
And their life was difficult.
那就是马其顿省的教会当中的一个，是帖撒罗尼迦。
And so, Thessalonica Church was one of the churches in Macedonia.
我们在哥林多后书的第八章看到保罗他写信给哥林多教会。
And in 2 Corinthians, we saw how Paul wrote to the church in Corinth.
谈到马其顿众教会呢，当然也把帖撒罗尼迦教会包含在里面的。
And talked about the Macedonian churches, which included the Thessalonican church.
他们是在烤火的试炼当中，又极其贫穷。
They were in great tribulation and poverty.
啊、但是他们愿意在帮助信徒的份上呢有份，他们也认为这是恩典。
Yet they they delight in taking part in helping with the saints.
那主耶稣给他们的盼望就是支撑点。
And so the hope that Jesus gave them is their pivot.
就是答案。
It is their answer.
我们在这个世界找不到答案，这个世界给我们的答案，我们觉得不够的时候，当你的答案不够的时候，就是要回到主耶稣的身上，那个盼望会给你答案。
So when we feel that we can't find answers in this world, when the answers we find in this world is not enough, we must come to Jesus who will give us a better answer, and that is this hope.
母亲为什么可以忍受、这个怀孕之间的不便还有阵痛的苦呢
？How is it a mother can endure the pain of labor?
她盼望一个新生命能够因此而诞生。
Because she hoped for the new life to be born.
所以她的牺牲，她的忍耐都是有价值的。
And so that her perseverance will be valuable.
她可以得到舒缓，她有出口，她有答案。
And that there is an end to this. There is an answer to this.
哦，那这个就是我们要学习的地方。
And so this is what we need to learn.
我们跟一般世人的忍耐是不一样的。
So our perseverance is different to the world, to the ones of the world.
我们再来看第六样啊。
And number six.
啊，彼得后书第一章啊第六节。
So 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 6.
忍耐还要加上前进。
To perseverance godliness.
前进就是对神的敬畏啊。
Godliness is to fear God.
那这个也可以补充忍耐。
And so this can supplement the idea of perseverance.
一个人如果对神有敬畏啊，他的忍耐就耐得住。
So if one shows fear in God, then he can persevere.
哦，也就是说我们对神该有的前进的态度我们都做到了。
So that we, in other words, we can demonstrate godliness.
那我们跟神的关系，这个成为我们跟人关系的一个基础。
And so that our relationship with God becomes a foundation on which we build our relationship with other people.
我们对神有敬畏、有虔诚的态度。
We have a reverent and fearing attitude towards God.
我们对于别人给我们不合理的对待，我们可以忍耐。
So that we can persevere when others mistreat us.
啊，那就是属神的人所要追求的。
So this is something all godly people should pursue.
他敬畏神，他知道神是公义的。
So they would fear God and they know that God is just.
啊，神会彰显他的公义。
And God shall manifest His justice.
所以他会有害怕的心呢、啊。
So he has a God-fearing heart.
他不敢代替神来做这个报复。
He does not dare to avenge for himself in place of God.
他不愿意跑在神面前去处理这个事情。
He does not dare to run before God and deal with all the things.
啊，因为他对神有敬畏，所以他对于不合理的对待，他能够忍耐。
Because he fears God, he can persevere through mistreatment.
特别是对于彼得所写给他们这些信的这些信徒来讲，在患难中来讲，很大的帮助。
So this passage was very helpful for the believers who Peter wrote to, they who were undergoing great tribulations.
那第七个
Number seven.
啊，一章的七节。
So chapter 1:7.
加上爱弟兄的心。
To godliness we add brotherly kindness.
敬虔是对神的态度。
So godliness is an attitude towards God.
爱弟兄是对人的本分。
And brotherly kindness is our duty towards people.
啊，所以在敬畏神当中能够付出爱心，这是基督徒的爱心，爱心了。
And so when we fear God, we also need to show love towards others.
哦，那因为这样，我们这个爱是从神来的。
And this love comes from God.
我们爱神，我们也能够爱人。
If we can love God, we can love others.
那最后一点啊。
And lastly.
就是要爱众人。
To brotherly kindness, love.
哦，我们看中文圣经这个众人的心旁边有点了这么多的点啊，就是原来啊希腊文的圣经是没有这几个字的。
Now in the Chinese text, it says, love towards other people, towards everyone.
啊，它只是说要加上爱。
But in English, here it simply says love.
不像上面呢有写到对象爱弟兄。
It does not have a subject.
啊，但是这个地方并没有写到对象。
Sorry, it does not have an object of this love.
啊，那这个翻译的人就把它直接翻译成说爱。所有的所以他原来的意思也是一样，没有选择这个对象来爱的。
And that is why in the Chinese, the translator decided to say it is love for everyone.
那也就是说，我们有一个爱弟兄的心，我们要扩充到爱众人，也要爱神。
So, it is to say that not only shall we show kindness to our brothers, we should also show the same type of love to everyone.
啊，从近到远。
From what is near and what is around us to what is far.
从关系上的。亲近到比较疏远
，from people who are closer to us to people who we do not know。
啊，爱人也当然包括爱神。
So when we love God and we love others。
那这样才能够完成了这个律法的要求。
Then this is the completion of law。
好了，那就这八样啊。
So these eight things。
那我们看看他是勉励我们怎么来追求呢？
And so how shall we pursue after these eight things?
第五节啊。
Verse 5.
我们知道这八样的项目，那我们的态度呢？
So, we know these eight things, but what about our attitude?
分外的殷勤。
It says that giving all diligence.
啊，更加有力量的啊，积极的追求。
And so you need to strive for these things.
然后他提到说，有了什么，又要加上什么。
And then it says, add to your something, something else.
啊，所以这句话一直重复。
And this continued to be repeated.
那表示说不可以自满自足。
It is to say you are never, you should never think that you are that you have enough.
不要自以为这样已经够了。
Do not think that you are okay already.
啊，要追求一直到完全。
You need to continue to work on yourself until you are perfect.
啊，就像一个新娘呢，她装饰整齐了。
Like a bride who is fully adorned.
那从我们跟神有性情上有份来追求。
And so we need to pursue to be partakers of God's divine nature.
那表示说我们要把自己原来的性情放下来。
So firstly, we need to take off our own nature.
哦，我们生命得到更新，我们可以有像神一样的性情。
Our life is renewed, and so that we have this nature that is similar to God.
我们常常会听到有些人这么说。
And so sometimes, often we hear people say.
啊，我们在劝勉一个人的时候。
That when we try to encourage someone.
他会回答。
They will answer.
啊，我本来就这样啊。
That this is the way I am.
我本来就这样啊。
This is the way I am.
我的个性啊。
This is my personality.
啊，那我们跟他说啊，你要为主做工啊，你就是要好好的灵修啊。
And we say to her, "Oh, if you want to work for God, you need to work on yourself. You need to spiritually cultivate yourself."
他说我本来就这样。
But he says, "That's the way I am."
我还没有信耶稣，我就这样了。
Before I believe in Jesus, that's the way I am.
改不了啊。
I can't change.
啊，是不愿意改还是改不了
？So it is that you are unwilling to change, or you're that you cannot change.
他把他自己的个性啊当成神来膜拜。
And so it is to say that he has idolized his own personality.
他忘记了我们的神是完全的神。
He forgets that our God is a perfect God.
神对亚伯拉罕说：“我是全能的神。”
God said, "Is an Almighty God."
啊，《创世纪》17章第一节，然后你要在我面前做完全人。
And so since God is perfect, so God said to Abraham that he must also be a perfect man.
我们的神是全能的，所以我们成为完全人是可能的。
Because God is perfect, so it is possible for us to also become perfect.
那如果照我们本来的个性
，So if we were to follow our own personality,
不要说我们侍奉，我们连进天国都没有资格。
To be honest, we would not even meet the requirement to enter into the kingdom of God.
所以不要再用我本来就这样来拒绝追求长进。
So we shouldn't use this as an excuse to grow,、啊、to not grow. Sorry.
这个雅各、约翰两个被称为雷子，啊，性情非常凶暴。
So James and John, they were called the sons of thunder because they have a bad temper.
那主耶稣也改变他们。
But Jesus have changed them.
你看雅各是第一个殉身的使徒。
Now James was the first apostle to be martyred.
他完全接受逆来顺受。
And he accepted whatever that was given to him.
他改变他暴烈的个性。
He has changed his temper.
去承受他所要承受的。
So that he could bear what he was meant to bear.
那约翰呢？他活得最久。
And John, he lived for the longest.
一个是最早离世，一个是最活得最久。
One was the first to die, and the other was the one who lived the longest.
他们都为主受苦。
They all suffered for the Lord.
本来雷子的个性改变。
But their personality, they were called sons of thunder, they have changed.
才能够得到神的喜悦。
And so that is why they are pleasing in the eyes of God.
好，我们来唱诗441首。
Let us sing hymn number 441.